Fairy tales can come true, it can happen to you. If you're young at heart, for it's hard you will find to be narrow of mind. If you're young at heart.
Welcome to the Young at Heart Show. I'm Patty Teal, and my co-host is Frank Newton. Frank is the executive director of the RSVP program and writes the Frank Talk for Seniors column in the Santa Barbara News Press. Hi, Frank.
Hi, Patty. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
And Patty is with Senior Helpers, and she also writes a column called Seniority in the Montecito Journal.
Yes, I do.
And you were on a trip recently.
I went to Nashville. First time I've ever been to Tennessee. Tennessee. I think I'm starting to pick up that Southern accent.
Did you go to Grand Ole Opry or anything?
We did.
Like
we stayed at the Grand Ole Opry Hotel, and then we went to the Grand Ole Opry show in the last night we were there. But you know how it is when you go to conferences and business things? You don't really see the town. I went down one night just so I could say I'd been somewhere, and I walked a couple blocks downtown and then back to the hotel. So I still can't say I know very much about Nashville.
Oh, but you had a good time.
I did. I had a good time. Wonderful. I did a line dance. I took a lesson. So the one night I got out, I did that. So that was very fun. I ate my roommate's chocolate after she went to sleep, and she woke up and it was gone. I said, I don't know what happened. Anyway, what's new with you?
Well, I'm gearing up for something that we have a guest. I'm gearing up to attend the Senior Expo.
I'm very excited about the Senior Expo.
It is the biggest event for seniors in Santa Barbara every year.
I was so surprised. Last year was my first year to attend, and there was a line around the whole building with seniors lined up to get their flu shots. But the good thing about it is I went a half hour after that, the line was gone. So they really got them through that line and obviously had the volunteer nurses to give them their shots, and it just went like clockwork.
Which is good. Which
yes,
is
it
very
is.
Good. I used to be directly involved with the expo.
Ooh, what a big
We've
job.
We've learned.
Yes.
We have learned how to process
the
people.
I mean, who would think
through.
You could give that many shots that quickly?
Yes, I know. I know. It's extraordinary.
It was extraordinary.
It's a wonderful opportunity. So we're, in today's show, hoping to drum up a little more awareness and interest in the community. And to feature this, we have the chairman as our special guest, Jeannie West. Is chairman of the Senior Expo. It's a 24th annual expo.
Welcome, Jeannie. I'm
Thank
so
you.
Glad
I'm
to
delighted
have you
to
here.
Be here.
Jeannie is a director of FAST, which is the Financial Abuse Specialist Team. She was trained as a nurse. She teaches a caregiver class in adult ed for City College, and she is a private senior care consultant. And in her spare time, she spends most of the year organizing the Senior Expo, which is pretty much a full-time job. How are you doing, Jeannie?
And I'm doing pretty well, and I have to tell you, the event comes off appearing to be very effortless because we do spend almost a year putting it together. And when you mentioned that the line went very quickly last year, I would love to tell our guests that I believe it's going to go even more quickly this year. We have over 50 nurses that have signed up to volunteer to do the initial screening and to give the flu shots. And believe me, it was a Herculean effort. I was knocking on the doors of all my friends to volunteer for this event.
Well, what people don't realize is this is a jam-packed event.
It is.
Can you try and summarize some of the things that are going to be featured there? There's a whole long list of activities and services.
So right. First of all, I want to alert the public that the event is this coming Wednesday, October the 10th, at the Earl Warren Showground from 9 to 12. And of course, the highlight for most people is the flu shot. The flu shot this year, the vaccine is provided courtesy of Sansom Clinic. And this is a major donation valued in the many thousands of dollars. So we definitely want to acknowledge Sansom's role in this year's event. In addition to the flu shot, we have a variety of products and services which would be of interest to the seniors. And this year, I am pleased to tell you all, we are rolling out the Fit Stop. station. And this is about six or seven exhibitor booths, a collaborative effort among all of the sponsors in the expo, and I'll name them later. But at that particular station, we will be providing participants the opportunity to get their blood pressure checked, to have a very cursory but important vision screening, hearing screening. Dr. David Dodaro, who is an audiologist, is going to provide hearing assessments. We will also have professionals there, most of whom will be nurses or allied health professionals, reviewing medications with our seniors or older adult children who are wanting to find out, are mom and dad taking the right medicines or too many of them? We will also be talking about home safety. There will be the Peggy Buchanan fitness and balance testing. And this year, for the first time, we will also be providing a test that will show the results of whether or not the person may be at risk for bone fractures. And they will actually walk away with a colored graph indicating whether or not there's no risk, low risk, I think medium risk, and high risk. It's a color-coded graph.
That's pretty fascinating that they have that technology.
And this is all for the same $10
admission? This is all for that $10 fee. And that's to say nothing of the other 85 exhibitors.
And they get a free lunch, too, don't they?
This year, we're providing a healthy snack.
A healthy snack, just as good.
And we're teaming up with Bragg Health Foods.
Mm-hmm.
And so we think we have a lot to offer for just a $10 entry fee.
Like
you
it.
Have now one that I've always admired is CarFit.
Yes.
That's a special program.
It is provided by the Area Agency on Aging. We do ask that if anyone is interested in having that assessment as to how well they're seated in the car, whether the seat is at the right height, whether the rear view mirrors are properly adjusted. It's kind of an ergonomics, if you will, evaluation for our older drivers. We ask those interested in having that test to please call in advance and schedule an appointment. And that number is 800-510-2020, because there will only be an opportunity. I'm not exactly sure of the amount, but it's maybe four or six tests per hour. Last year, we were full with a waiting list.
You're listening to the Young at Heart radio show on KTMS 990. I'm Patty Teal. My co-host is Frank Newton. Our guest today is Jeannie West, chair of the Senior Expo.
Jeannie, now the Senior Expo, which again is October 10th, 9 to 12.
Right.
Costs $10.
Yes.
It's the best deal in town.
You bet.
Now you have CarFit. You have something about paper shredding. What
we
is
do.
That?
We are going to offer paper shredding this year with Iron Mountain. They will be there from 10 to 11:30. So I want to be very specific about that. Otherwise, unhappy participants will be tracing me down to complain that it's not there for the entire event. But we are actually paying Iron Mountain to come. Participants can bring up to two boxes, not an entire trunk load, not
oh,
a pickup. I say this only because it's all happened before.
Yes, I imagine so. Yes.
Now, there is parking at Earl Warren. Is it free?
Yes, parking is free. And last year, this was a wonderful addition, so we're doing it again this year. We have valet parking to assist those who demonstrate that they have the blue placard for disabled parking. So all they need do is pull up in front of the exhibit hall and let the valet service park their car. And
now, let me take that a step further, because I should tell the audience, I've been involved in the Senior Expo.
I can
for
tell you know an awful lot about this, Frank.
But one of the situations that was always sort of a problem was we have some seniors that show up that may be using walkers or in other ways have difficulty walking.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've taken some steps to address that.
We have. We will have a number of wheelchairs and transporters right at the front door so that someone who is very physically frail but wants to get that flu shot, which is actually back in Warren Hall. So it's a bit of a walk mm-hmm. for someone who is either using an assistive device or very limited with their mobility. We can do one of two things. If this is their opportunity to get exercise and they insist on walking back, we will make sure that those individuals using canes or walkers are escorted to the front of the line. So they're not standing mm-hmm. in line for the flu shot. Those who need to have a wheelchair to transport them to that area, we will have volunteers able and ready to do that. And again, they will be taken to the front of the line.
That's great. And I remember the festive atmosphere, and you had music, some old-time bands. Who's the entertainment this
year?
Well,
we have, once again, the Dixie Daddies, and they will be set and ready to start playing out front mm-hmm. under a tent. And I did hear sprinkles, so all of you, would you please put on your positive thinking cap, because we do not want any sprinkles on Wednesday, as in raindrops.
Exactly.
But they will be playing out front from 8:30 to 10:30.
Fun.
Then in Warren Hall, where the flu shots will be administered, we will have a harpist to just kind of create that very
soothing,
gentle, soothing mm-hmm. environment.
They won't even feel that shot. They'll be so engrossed in listening to that harp music. That's very smart.
In addition to that, wandering throughout the exhibit hall, we will have a barbershop group called Quartet de Jour.
Mm-hmm.
So they will bring some liveliness to the inside of the
exhibit. And you have a harpist?
In the flu shot.
That's
good. I happen to enjoy harpists. I have no idea why, but I...
We heard that it was popular last year, so we decided to go for it again.
Now, I have a major question for you.
Uh-oh.
Okay. It takes the better part of a year to get all of this organized with the flu shots, the nighty exhibitors, mm-hmm. the shredding truck, mm-hmm. car fit. You have the Bragg company providing, helping with the food.
Mm-hmm.
You have, you also offer water.
We do.
Free
That's
water.
That's courtesy of Mountain Springs.
You have
Springs
all the music.
Coffee station.
You have the fit stop, all that testing. And you, personally, Jeannie West, you do all of this by yourself.
Oh. Were you going to ask her when she sleeps? That's what I was waiting for.
not much these days, but I wish that I could take credit for being so magnanimous, brilliant, mm-hmm. and more than beyond what one person can do. But I would like to both thank and acknowledge my co-conspirators on this event. And top of the list really are a couple people. Well, they're all very important, so I probably shouldn't put top, but I've worked very closely with Maria McCall at Our Gang, Santa Barbara Bank and Trust, with Jason Bryan at Santa Barbara City Parks and Recreation Department, Dana Goba from Cottage Health System, as well as Liz Taylor Lindsay, who is orchestrating the entire Fit Stop program, Kim Osada from Sansom, along with Jill Fonte and Christopher Williams, who have helped with all the publicity. They are also Sansom employees. And then kind of rounding out the group is Marion Schoenberger from Visiting Nurse and Hospice Care, Peggy Buchanan, of course, from Vista Del Monte, and Bonnie Craig from Live Home. Whoops, one more. Patricia Fabing, Friendship Center. She's going to oversee all of the activities in the outdoor area, the parking, the valet, and so forth. So it really is a team effort. The buck sort of stops here. I probably get four times the amount of emails and phone calls as the other people, but I certainly couldn't do this without them.
Well, they do a tremendous job.
You all do a tremendous job.
And they're great organizations. Mm-hmm. And it's the organizations that provide the time and the support. And I also want to say that Sansom is contributing not only the flu vaccine this year, but the fitness or the energy bars, part of which is involved in they have a diet program or a weight loss program. So they're providing us with 1,400 of these fitness or energy nutrition bars. So we are grateful to
That's
their
wonderful.
Support.
I'm going to backtrack for just a minute. I have a question about flu shots. I know that the fair is basically targeted at those 55 and over, the mm-hmm. senior expo. Is everyone supposed to get a flu shot at that age? Is that what doctors recommend?
I think the philosophy these days mm-hmm. is the answer to that is yes.
Okay.
And particularly anyone that is physically frail or has any kind of chronic condition, mm-hmm. because should they become a victim of the flu, they tend to get it a little more seriously than
sure.
most of us healthy people. I do want to be very specific in saying, because we do expect a large crowd, we will be very specific that only those 55 and older will be given the flu shot.
Mm-hmm.
Should everybody get a flu shot, or are there some people that it doesn't work for?
Actually, part of the process of the flu shot program involves having a registered nurse, and it must be an RN, not an LVN, not a medical assistant. The RN will interview and screen each participant prior to their receiving the okay to receive a flu shot. So questions such as, do you currently have any symptoms, any upper respiratory symptoms, such as headache, sore throat?
So if they're feeling sick already,
yes.
it's probably not the best time to get the flu
symptoms,
shot.
They mm-hmm. should not get a symptom, a flu shot. Mm-hmm. They would be turned away and told that they
do
should see their
date.
Physician.
Sure.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone that's been allergic to eggs, because the vaccine itself has certain protein products, they are not also appropriate candidates. And last, anyone who has had an allergic reaction to a flu shot in past years, mm-hmm. we would probably indicate that they see their personal physician rather than getting the flu shot at this venue. The person then must sign an authorization giving us permission to actually administer the flu shot. So it's not a walk-in, get the shot. It's important
oh, that's good.
For
yeah.
this screening mm-hmm. process to happen.
Mm-hmm. Another thing, apart from the flu shots, you have 90 or more than 90 exhibitors.
More than 90. You know, this is
anybody in particular that...
Yes, and this is the first year we've done everything electronically rather than mailing out information about the Senior Expo, mm-hmm. and we were full. We had filled all the exhibitor tables about a month ago. We now have a wait list of 5 exhibitors actually phoning me regularly, what can they do to get in? And I said, sign up early next year. So, or come to the event and see if this is a worthwhile endeavor. Aside from FitStop, mm-hmm. probably the next most fun stop for people will be, we have a gentleman who is the area representative for selling one of these walk-in tubs. So we will actually have a walk-in tub right there
oh.
for people to
Not
see.
Not with water in it, though, obviously.
No water. No
okay.
water.
All
but
right.
just
Nobody's
getting the tub
their
in
clothes
the hall.
Off and jump in. Great.
This should be an interesting experience. Of course, we have many of the local retirement communities that are signed up for an exhibit table, many of the home care agencies. We have also organizations such as the Botanic Garden, our Santa Barbara District Attorney's Office, Hearing Loss Association of Santa Barbara, Breast Cancer Resource Center, Easy Lift Transportation, MTD, Hospice. We have realtors. We have an attorney. We have people to provide insurance counseling.
Last year, the Botanic Gardens and the Santa Barbara Airbus, I imagine they're probably back again.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So,
anything about volunteers?
Oh, you bet, Mr. RSVP.
Yes, thank you.
We have RSVP and the Foster Grandparent Program. And I believe this is also the impetus for the Botanic Garden to be there. So there are organizations that are there not only to talk about and demonstrate their products and services, but also to hope that this is an attractive venue to perhaps get some volunteers to sign up.
And it really is. Now, you're expecting over 1,000 people.
I've been cautioned to not overly pump this up, but I'd be surprised. You know, I have a hard time doing that because I'm so enthusiastic. We had 1,000 last year. I think if weather holds out, we'll have 1,200 this year.
Wonderful.
And I'm going to be there at a booth
also. I am
going to
be there. All
right. The senior helper booth. And I have a giveaway that I'm going to personally do. People can enter to have a CD, professional CD done, which I will record, where they can tell their own story, life story, a portion of their life, whatever. So I thought that might be something that people would enjoy. So that's one of the giveaways we're doing.
That's exciting. And let me tell you, and I like this opportunity to share with our listening audience, one of the complaints or concerns that was registered by the exhibitors is that people rush into the hall, they go to the table, and they grab whatever freebies are there.
Especially candy. That really goes fast.
It's
like trick-or-treating.
So I would personally like to encourage our listeners to really take this opportunity to stop and find out about the services that are being demonstrated there. Sure, take the brochures and the little lavender sachets and the cookies and the Halloween candy, but also take some time to find out.
And there's plenty of time, really, to get around to everything. So it seems like you're rushing because there's so many people, but people can just relax and get to everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I can add a little something to that because I have had an exhibit booth a few times. They get picky about the candy. If your candy,
if you got the bad candy, well, you
does
can't
not
use last year's
up.
Candy. That's
and let me tell you, you better not run out.
So they go around and they check out the value of your booth based on the quality of the candy you're handing out. So word
amazing.
To the wise.
Yeah.
Now, Jeannie, people have to register to attend?
Not at all. All they have to do is show up at the door and have $10 in hand, and they're good to go. I should also mention real quickly, we will have some bilingual people present to do translating. Mm-hmm. So our wonderful Mary Robles, who is a community volunteer, not aligned with any particular organization, has done tremendous outreach to bring folks in to help do translations.
So they would have somebody accompany them around the various booths?
They will be wearing a name tag indicating they are bilingual. So if someone shows up at a booth and is Spanish-speaking only, we will know how to spot our bilingual translators and bring those individuals over. And we'll also have a couple stationed in Warren Hall at the flu shot station.
Well, Jeannie, thank you so much for joining us today. It was so very interesting, and I hope all our listeners will take the chance to come out to the Earl Warren Showgrounds.
Rain or shine.
Rain or shine. And if it rains, just enjoy. Bring your umbrella.
So. Exactly.
Tell us again the date and the location.
Wednesday, October 10th from 9 a.m. till noon at Earl Warren Showground. Entrance on Las Positas. Parking is free, valet parking for those with disabled placards.
Thank you so much, Jeannie. I'm looking forward to seeing you on Wednesday.
Me too.
Okay, coming up next is a very special guest, Don L. Higley. Don is a longtime resident of Carpinteria. He previously produced thousands of hours of television production, including the World Series of Golf and the Paul Harvey Show. He's a prolific poet and seems to be able to create a poem on any subject. So I'm interested to see what he came up with today. This is the Young at Heart Show. I'm Patty Teal. My co-host is Frank Newton. And we're ready to hear Don L. Higley's new poem. Thank you for joining us today, Don. It's so great to have you back with us.
It's a pleasure to be with you, both of you.
Thank you.
All right, you all set? Here we go. At birth, we are what we are, one from two. A birth date, a dash, a question mark that remains until death steps out of the shadows. Family, culture, shape our habits. Neglected health casts a long shadow. Morphing from age to age, wisdom emerges. Life, our most precious gift, is vulnerable. As seniors, retirement looms. Daunting challenges face our final quarter. Maintaining good health, paramount. Reviewing family histories with coaches, provides lifestyle adjustments, removing toxins from our system, learning new exercises, modifying mom's recipe. Willpower crushes old habits. Prevention, our goal. Change becomes our mindset. Bodies benefit immediately. Long-term health benefits blossom. We are ready, come what may.
I love that.
Isn't that nice?
That is so nice. And you wrote that yesterday.
Yes, I
is
finished
that correct?
It yesterday.
I'm not kidding those of you out there listening. I know that would take most of us months to come up with that, but he actually wrote that yesterday. That is one of my favorites.
Well, it will be posted, correct?
It will be posted. I will do that. And by the way, I don't know if we've ever told people where we're posting these things, but it's youngatheartradio.com. Again, that's youngatheartradio.com. So if you like today's show, be sure and go. You might want to listen a second time, or you might want to hear some past shows. Yeah. They're all posted. Mm-hmm.
I had some good frames of reference on the poem. You know, as you mature in life, you see people come and go and waste their life with bad choices. And health and diet are the key to maintaining mind and body. And you must pay attention to the rules. You know, there are things for you that you take in your body that are not good. I mean, really not good. And I see it occasionally every day. Mm-hmm. And I say, when are you going to change and, you know, get rid of that?
Yeah, and it is a recurring theme in your poems, the health aspect and the choices that people make. I have noticed that.
Yeah, well, the only way you get tomorrow is preparing today. You know, you get to bed and get up in the morning and
healthy, wealthy, and wise.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's a point I hear more doctors and nurses talking about, which is use it or lose it.
Yes, yeah, that's exactly right.
And focusing more on prevention rather than, waiting until somebody is sick.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You got to prepare for it.
And sadly, chronic conditions are becoming so very common, unfortunately. Something we need to work on.
Yeah.
Well, Don, are you going to come out to the Senior Expo next Wednesday?
Yes, I am. I'd like to do that very
good,
much.
Good,
yes.
Good. Frank and I will both be there. It's 9 to 12, and Jeannie asked me to give the number in case anybody has any questions. It's 1-855-247-9355. That was a long one. I'll give it again. 1-855-247-9355. And quickly, I want to tell you about our guests next week, Arthur Sylvester and Kathy Morgan from the Santa Barbara Genealogical Society. It should be great. Bye, everybody. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for joining us.
If you're young at heart, for its heart you will find to be narrow of mind. If you're young at heart, you can go to extremes with impossible schemes.